Chapter in Shas. We are in Gittin Daf. Tes Zayin. Picking up on Tes Vavim Abayz Bada Bamra page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 lines up or so. Last word line is Ba'i. Then goes Ilfa. Ba'i Ilfa. We left off a question about Hitzstarfus of two things that would be Mitzstarf one to the next, and we have a few questions about that. Here we go. Ba'i Ilfa. Yodayim Taharus HaChatzayim. Can hands become Tahar L'Chatzayim in half? What is this talking about? What's this talking about is that in order for Truma to stay in a good matzav over there, right? They can't become tameh. The Chachamim made a gezerah that before you go and you eat even chulin, then we have to go ahead and right, some of this chulin or some of this maaser sheni, we have to wash our hands. And this is even right before touching truma, you have to go and wash your hands with a kli that has at least a ravias of wine, a ravias of water in it. Now, and this is even if you don't know that you're tameh. So the question is, yadayim taharus l'chatzayin, is it Torah in halves or not? Now we're trying to figure out what in the world, the case that we're talking about here. We're going to find a few different options, try to figure this out. Finally, we're going to find out what the answer of the question is, but we're not going to answer it. Hey, Chidami, what's the case? If you want to say that we're talking about two people are washing from this one coast that has a revius in it, then what's going to be the din? Is if that's what you want to say, lechatzoyin v'atana, what do you mean? But we learned that revius don't only a dime, le'echa v'filu shtayim. When you have the revius, you can wash the hands of a person, even two people. So there, we know the answer to that, so that's not the question. V'ela dekamoshi chada yode. We're talking about a case where he washes his hands separately. First you pour it on one hand, then you pour it on the other hand. But that we also know the answer. If one washes one of his hands by netila, by pouring water on it from a kli, vachas b'shtifa, put his hand into water with Rashi says, meaning b'nahar b'memsa, with 40 saw, yod of Torah, his hands are going to be Torah. So clearly, that's not the case we're talking about. Maybe we're talking about where he washes half of each of his hands separately. Right, he washes half of one, and then half of the other, then the other half, etc. I've armed the Rabbiana, Yadayim ain't Torah Chatzayin. That we know clearly that if you wash by washing half of each hand, drying it, and then washing the other half, ain't Torah Chatzayin, it's not going to work. So that's not his answer. Lo tzricha deika mashke tofeach. What we're talking about is where he washes half of it, and then he washes the other half, but where the liquid on the part of the hand that he washed first is still wet enough that it is, when it touches something else, it's going to make it a little bit wet. So what's going to be the din there? Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'chi'ika mashka tofeach. And in the case where my hand's moist enough that it's going to make something else wet, my havi, why should that make any difference over here? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, beep, turn the page, test animal love. Hanitzok v'katarfres u'mashka tofeach eino chibor. That is that when you have all these types of liquids, a nitzok is when you have a stream. In other words, you have you take vessel number one and you pour it down into vessel number two, where you have a stream going from top to bottom. The Qatar face is when you have a slope that's on some sort of mountain or a higher meshupa, says Rashi, shemidrono mechudad barbe, it's very steep and it's going from the top to the bottom. Umashka tofech and mashka tofech, when liquid's enough to be able to moisten, ain't a chibur, it's not considered a chibur. Meaning, if the top kli is tahor and the bottom one is tameh, and I pour the liquid from the top to the bottom, the top one doesn't become tummy. And if the slope, the top area is tahor and the bottom area is tummy, and there's a stream going down, the top one doesn't become tummy, even though the bottom one might become tummy. As well as mashke tofeach is not considered a chibur as well. Lola tuma, as we just explained, velola tara, and also not in order to be metaherit, meaning to say, if let's say you have a kli, and on one part of the kli there's X amount of water. On the other side of the kli, there's X amount of water, and that two of them together would be our boim saw, and the middle is moist, but it's not going to be mitzdarefit, not to make it into one big mikvah, and it's not going to be mitamit to shift one to the other. So we see that clearly can't be what the question is. We wouldn't look at this as being washed together. So the Gemara lo tzricha, the Mishnah over there is not exactly a raya over here. Why? Because the ika tofeach lahatfiach. Pardon, let me say that again. We're talking about where the water is enough that it's going to make something else wet enough to make something else. Says Rashi, so it's not just like the part of the half that I washed is wet that makes something else wet. it's wet enough to make something else wet enough that can make something else wet, then what's going to be the din? It says Gemara Hanami Tanina that we also learned Tofech Latfiach Chibor. If it would be in such a case, it would be a chibor, right? That would be enough to be able to be that there is some sort of connection going on. Says Rashi Chibor Latuma Ulatahara Vekasakatatech Duah Din Latila Dekashiv Kamanda Oven Bahade Dadi. It's considered like it's together. Says Gemara, maybe that's not a raya. Because Dilma Le'imya Mikvos, that only works in reference to the idea of Mikvos. Rabbi Huda, and it's in the world of Rabbi Huda, the Tanan, we learned, Mikvah Sheish Barbaim Sa Mechuvanas. If you have a Mikvah, it's exactly Arbaim Sa. V'yardu Shnayim B'tovel, and two people go in there in order to be Tovel. B'zech is there, if it's one after the other, Rishon Tahor, Vasheni Tameh, the first one will be Tahor, and the second one will be Tameh. Why? Because when the first one goes in, and then he walks out, there's definitely water on him, and therefore he's taken out from the 40 saha, even a drop, and therefore it's not a mikvah anymore, and the second one's going to be tameh. And Yehuda Omer, he says, Ema yuraglav shel rishon lo gos b'mayim, but if his feet are touching the water, then afasheni tahor, the second one is going to become tahor as well. And maybe it's only by there that it's going to work for a different reason. It says Rashi, afasheni tahor demikan demechab b'mayim, Shalarishon lemeha mikvah damu. But maybe only over there it's going to work, and the reason why only there it's going to work, it's because of the fact that it's another issue of another din of good achis, and that is that the good achis takes back to sukkah, where it extends and causes it to go down, which means that like the water is going down over there, and that's why it's going to be work. It's going to work, but in our case, maybe we can't compare it over here, and therefore it wouldn't be good. And that is his question. Amar Rav Yirmiya, Hare Amru, Hare Amru. Now we're going to talk about another type of case, about a starfus that like follows. Habarosh of Rubon B'mayim She'uvim. If a person puts his head and the majority of his body in gathered waters, and then what's the din? V'tahor, or a person who is tahor, Shenafla Rosho Verubo Shlosha Lugin Mayim She'uvim Tameh. He's going to be Tameh. Now there's an important din to know, which I should have said right before this, and that is that in order for a mikvah to work, it's got to be either a mayan, a spring, or a bore, a pit, a natural water like came into that. But it can't be mayim she'uvim, drawn waters. Drawn waters is not good for a mikvah. And what happens is that there was a gezerah, because there used to be that the waters that would go to the mikvah were pretty shasty water. It would be rainwater, but just sat there in this pit, and therefore people would go into it, and then they'd come out and go basically take a shower. They would pour water on themselves in order to wash themselves off from it. But eventually people started to think that, oh, I can just pour water on myself, and that's going to be good. Mayim she'uvim is going to be good. And therefore they made a gezeira that a person who either went to the mikvah and he puts rosh of arubo in mayim she'uvim, or a person who's totally tahor and they pour on him rosh of arubo, shlosha lugim mayim she'uvim, they're going to become tamei. So now, bayi Rav Yirmiya, chetzio babia. Let's say the guy goes to the mikvah and then he has half of his body in mayim she'uvim, the chetzio benefil, and half of it pours on him. My, do we do it starfish all things for the gezeira as well? And it's like, or teku. There's a din the Gemara brings in Barachos that a Balkeri, Takanis Ezra, no longer, but there was a time when Ezra said that if a person has Keri, is Tashmish, he has Keri, then he's not allowed to daven Olim Torah until he goes to the mikvah. Now, the question is as follows. So we know we say that a Balkeri, that's Chol, sick, Shanasta love Tisha Kabin Mayim Tar. He cannot able to go into the mikvah, so he just does Tisha Kabin. He pours dying calf of water himself, he's going to become Tahor. Question is, by your papa, what happens if Chetzio B'Tfila does half his body in Tfila, Chetzio B'Nesina, and half by pouring on him, Mayim, what's going to be the din in such a case? And that also the Gemara says, Teku, we leave it unanswered. Okay, Zok, the next part of the Mishnah. What we're about to see is two different versions of a machlokes between Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yehuda and Abaye. Then the Gemara is going to bring a raya at the end, like the second version. It's going to back up that second version. And then afterwards, we're going to bring a nice little story and tie it up if we get to that. Here we go. Zok to Gemara. Echad omer b'fanei nechtam v'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. What would be in the case which says one, if two edim here, one says, oh, it was b'fanei nechtav, and the other one says b'fanei nechtam, no good. It's no good. Done. Now, version number one. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shmuel bar Yehuda says the name of Rav Yochanan. Lo shanu elo sheina get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem. Aval get yotze mitachas yidei shneihem. Then beep turn the page. Tesan Rebbe is kosher. That is, that this is only true if they aren't both shlichim. But if they're both shlichim, then it's going to be good to go. So if you have two edim, one says b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, one says b'fani nechtam. We know that you have to have, if it's one person, then that one has to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. And what we're explaining is over here is that even if there's two, that's not going to work unless... Sorry about that. If there are two, it's only if there's only that if they weren't both shlichim, they weren't both sent by the Baal. But if they're both shlichim, then it's actually going to be okay. Now, why is that so? Why is that the case? Right? Must be he holds that if two bring it as shlichim, they don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's only necessary by a shliach. Alma kasavar shnayim sheviu get memdina sayam ein tzrichim shomer b'fanei nu nechtam, b'fanei nu nechtam. They don't have to say it. Now Rashi says that this is in the world of Rava. Right? Rashi points out that right, we say we need to have edim to be mekayim, and since there are two shlichim that become edim, so no need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. And even though you might say, who cares if both are shlichim or only one's a shliach and the other one's just coming along with him? At the end of the day, there are two here now, so that should be okay. The answer is only by this case where the husband sent two shlichim are we certain that they're to be mekayim, since it's not normal to they're there to be mekayim, because it's not normal to send two. But now only one is going to be sent. And now comes along Abaye, and he asks the following question. Amar le Abaye. Yay, there's a build-up to it, then the question itself. Amar Le'abai, Elameyata. According to what you just said, then let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Seifa to Ketani, it says, Shnayim omer b'faninu nechta, ve'echad omer b'fanei nechtam. And the Seifa says that if you have two that come and say that b'fanei nechtav was written in front of us, and one comes and say that it was signed in front of me, then what's the din? The Tanakhama says, puzzle, it's no good. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is good. Now, why does the Tanakhama say no good? Because the get is not coming from both of them. One of them is saying b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and the other is saying b'fanei nechtam, which is mashma that if both of them were shluchim, it would be good. Rabbi Huda Masheh Taima Deina Get Yosei Mitachas Deishteim. How Get Yosei Mitachas Deishteim? Machshir Rabbanan. Then the Chacham and the Tanakhama would attack a God and say that it's good. So Amar Lei Rav Shmuel Rabbi Huda says back in. Yeah, Nechneim. That's true. So here comes the question now. V'chi Ein Get Yosei Mitachas Deishteim. When it's not both shluchim and it's only one of them is the shliach, what's the argument? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's good? It shouldn't be good, since only one of them is a shliach, and he's not saying b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. V'chein get yotze mitachas deishneim. But my pligi, what exactly the arguing over? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it's going to be good? Thus is the shaila. And for the Gemara, Mar Savar like this, Tana Kama holds it's no good if there's only one shliach, and he doesn't say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Why? Since we're gozer this to other shtaros, where you need two edim. But Rav Yehuda says there's no gezera. Since tachlis, we have two people being mekayim the writing here, and one's confirming the signing, we aren't going to be confused with other kiyum shtaros. So then we say, mar savar gazrinan. Damasi l'chlufim kiyum shtaros alma. Be'ed echad. Right? And when it comes to eid echad, umar savar, the other one says, lo gazrinan, we're not going to such a thing. Period. Full stop. Now that's all version number one. Lishnachrin Amri. Now we're going to see another version. The conversation between Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda and Abaye went as follows. And that is, we're going to basically see this the flip of this. That the Mishnah said, the same statement, working with the Mishnah says, if you have one that says b'fanei nechtav and one that says b'fanei nechtam, then it's no good. Now says the Gemara, Lishnachrin Amri. Amr of Shmuel bar Rabbi Yehuda, Amr of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amr of Yochanan. Afilu get yotze mitachas yedei shneim pasul. Whereas in the first case we said that's only if it's not coming from two people. But if the shlichim, there aren't two shlichim. But if there's one shliach, then it's gonna that's the problem. But not if it's two. But here we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan is saying that even if both were shluchim, it's gonna be pasul. Why is that? Must be holds that if two bring it as shlichim, then they do have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, even if there are two here. Alma kasavar, shnayim sheviu get mimdina sayam, tzrichin sheyom b'fanei nechtam. He's got to write both of them. And now Abaye comes along and he asks this question. Okay, now, according to what we just said, let's look. Take a look at the Seifa. Amalei Abaye Elameyata, Seifa de Katani, in the Seifa, when it says, Shnaim Omrim Befaneinu Nechtav, when you have two that say that in front of it was written, the Echad Omer Befaneinu Nechtav, and one of them says that Befaneinu Nechtav, Pasol, Tanakama says, Pasol, Rabbi Yehuda, Machshev, they said that it's kosher, Afilu get yotze mitachasi de shneim pasli rabbana. This is even when there are two shlichim that are sent, and technically we can be mekayim to get with two, the Tanakama would still say that it's pasul. Rashi says, we don't have here where any one of them are saying the funny nechtam, the funny nechtam. And if we allow this, and even if they are shlichim, people may confuse it by other shtaris as well. There's a Gemara, he responds, Amar Le, in. Yep, that's true. So now comes the question. So, B'mai Kamiflagi. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say that it is good in such a circumstance? Shouldn't we be worried that we'll confuse it with other shtaros? Right, we said there's a machlokas here that he said it's going to be good, but we should be just like the Tanakama's worry, he should have that also. And for the Gemara, Mar Savar, no, this whole issue over here, it's actually a lishma issue. The Tanakama says that we need b'fani nechtam, since they aren't b'kiyin lishma. And even with two edim, it's no good unless that's stated. And Rabbi Yehuda says that it's an issue of having edim to be mekayim. And here we have that, so there's no need to say b'fani nechtam. Mar savar l'fisha b'kiyin lishma. Umar savar l'fisha in edim atzuin l'kaimo. Period. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be fine. Now, says the Gemara, you know what that sounds like? Lema the Rabba Verava Tanahi? This is going back to way back in Daf Beis, where we wanted to say, Rabba says the reason why is because of Lishma. And Rabba says the reason why is because of Edom the Mekum Lekaima. Sounds like we just made Rabba and Rava into a Machlokas Tanayim, the Tanakam versus Rabbi Yehuda. Is that what we're saying? Says Gemara, lo. No, that's not what we're saying. Rava explains the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, like version number one, that they both agree over there that we need to have say b'fani nechtam because there aren't edim to be mekayim. And Rabbah would explain that the reason we need b'fani nechtam because of the Shema issue. In other words, each can explain the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda according to their own understanding. And what are we dealing with here? After they learned the Shema, and the Machlokas is whether or not we're gozer that they'll go back to forgetting. Tanakama says we are gozer, and Rabbi Yehuda says we aren't. Let's read inside. Rava mitarz b'lishna kama, v'rabba amar l'cha, dekuli alma b'inyan l'shma. Everyone says it's got to be l'shma. V'achamai eskin, what are we dealing with? Achar shalamda. V'gzera shami yachzar adavar l'kulkul kamifkli. That's what the Machlokas is about. Damar sover gazrinon, umar sover lo gazrinon. Now we quickly, okay, done, so far so good. Now we go back into version number two. We started out today by bringing the case of the Mishnah that says, if one says b'fani nechtav and one says b'fani nechtam, then it's no good. But hold on one second. Why isn't that a machlokas? Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda argue on that and say, it is good because we have edim l'kaima? Because that's according to his shita anyway. Says the Gemara, v'lifl gnam Rabbi Yehuda bereisha. And for the Gemara, ha'it mar la amar ula, chalokai Rabbi Yehuda af barishona. And chenami, he does argue even on the reisha. He does. Says the Gemara, really? He does? But we seem to see from a braisa that he doesn't. Rabbi Yehuda machsher bazu v'lo b'acheres. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say that it's good in this case, but not in another case. My, what does it mean when it says that he's in the other case? Lav l'ma'ute, isn't it coming to exclude that of echad omer v'fani nechtav, echad omer v'fani nechtam? So that we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda does not argue with the Chachamim in such a case. And for the Gemara, lo, it's coming to exclude another case. L'ma'ute b'fani nechtam. It's coming to include a case where the Bryce is talking about where there's only one shliach who said that it's signed in front of me, but it wasn't written in front of me. Now, and we need to exclude that case since we may have thought that according to Rav Yehuda, we'd be okay even if he just said b'fanei nechtam. They'd be good with one witness saying that it was signed in front of me. Why would we think that?
since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Gezerah that they're going to be Yachzer L'Kilkula, they're going to forget Lishma, maybe he also isn't Gozer that we're going to confuse this with other Shtaros. And therefore, one witness saying sign is going to be enough. Kamash Balah, not so. And he is Gozer, where there's only one Shaliach who said that it's B'fani Nechtam, but not B'fani Nechtav. Sakatai Techamina, Ho, Velo Gozer Rabbi Yehuda Gezerah, Shami Yachzer L'Kilkula, Dilma Asi L'Chlufe, B'Kium Shtaros Da'alma, Be'ed Echad Nami Lo Gozer, Kamash Balah, that he is Gozer in such a case. Therefore, the original thing of what we just said over there is that why don't we find that the Rabbi Yehuda argues and says that it is good when it's b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam, when you have one saying one saying the other, because of Edom L'Kayim. And the answer is, he does, and that price is not a raya against him. It's my nami. Now we have a proof that's going to bring, well, another statement's going to back up the second version. It's my nami, Amar Rav Yehuda, Shnaim Sheviu Get Medina Siam. If you have two that go and bring a get from, you know, Medina Siam, Banu L'Machlokas, Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, that enters into the Machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Whoa, what's that talking about? This case is where one says B'fani Nechtav and one says B'fani Nechtam. And it says it's a Machlokas. That can only be according to the second version, not the first version. And therefore we see that Rav Yehuda is Taka arguing even in that case as well. Story time. Rab Baruchai. She got sick. They came to ask him a question to see how he's doing. Once they were there, they said, if you have two that come, bring a get from the Siam. Do they have to say or not? You have two that are coming. You have two shlichim. You have to say it or not. He says, they don't have to. I'll tell you why. Because Ma Ilu Yomer B'Fanin Gersha. Let's say they just want to come up and they said, this woman got divorced in front of us. Would we believe them? Milo Mehemne. Wouldn't we believe them? Of course we would. So then, if they we believe them to say that they're divorced, then clearly we're going to believe that this is also that they came along and this get, they're bringing the get is going to be good. Adahachi Asahu. Now, in the meantime, this is just finishing off the story now. In the meantime, during this whole thing, there was a Asi Ahu. Beep Chavra, there was this person who came and showed up. Rashi says Chavra is a Parsoi, is a Persian, and Shakla is Shagam Mekamayo, and he took away their lamp in front of them. Rashi says Sheyesh leParsiim Yom Ayid Shein Madlikin Or Baosa Yom Ella BeBeis Avodah Zarah. They had their holiday, and you're not allowed to light any candles anyway except for in their Beis Avodah Zarah. Amar Rachmana, so he yelled and he says, Lord Almighty, Ol Betulach. Either go ahead and, you know, protect us from these Parsiim, Obatula de Bar Esav, or just put us in the shadow of Esav. We were better off by Esav. They treated us better. Why are you putting us by the Persians? Lememer Daromoi Mailumi Parsai. Do you mean to say that the Romans from Esav, they're better than the Persians? But Tani Rabbi Chia, says Napasak Elukem Hevin Darka Fuyadis Mekoma, that Hashem understood the ways of the Torah and he knew its place, meaning when Rashi explains that Hashem understood the proper environment for the Torah and his students, right? We're going to see right now. Hashem knew that he's not able to handle the gezeiros. Rashi says, he knew that they weren't able to handle the Romans, so Almad Veheglo Sam Labavel, he sent them to Bavel. So clearly, what does that mean? That means that it's more intense under Rome than in Bava, where the Persians were. So why is he saying that, give me Rome? So, lo kasha. Hamak made the Nesu Chavri LeBavel. This is the Pasuk is talking about before the Persians came to Bavel. Hala Basil Chavri LeBavel. And when Rabbi Bechan is talking about after they came to Bavel. Before they came to Bavel, when the Roman, it was better. Now that they came to Bavel, it ended up being worse. Misha Kavash Koreshes Amalchus Amalach BeBavel. And that's what they were talking about over here. That's when the Persian started over here and things started to get a little bit intense. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.